You are tuned in to the CU Insight Trendline, the credit union industry's podcast for the latest perspectives, shifts, and key content to keep you informed and ahead. I'm Greg Micklig, President and CEO at CUinsight.com, here to bring you the trends shaping our industry every other week, all in under 15 minutes. Let's track the trend. Welcome to this episode of the CU Insight Trendline. I hope 2026 is off to a great start for you all, as it has been for us. We'll continue to break down what's trending and why it matters on this podcast, and if you haven't already subscribed to our daily newsletter, I encourage you to head over to CUinsight.com and get that done. On today's episode, we've got three standout articles you should have on your radar. John Pettit is up first with our first two trending reads, and we'll also hear insights from Susan Tolson and Tony Hernandez later in the podcast. Let's get into it.
This is John Pettit, Managing Editor at CU Insight, and I'm here with a look at my top three trending articles on CU Insight. At number three this week is an article titled, "A Unified Movement Lifts Small Credit Unions," by America's Credit Unions' Scott Simpson. Credit unions aren't just an industry. They're a movement built on cooperation and people-first service. Small credit unions are essential to that mission, yet faced outsized regulatory pressure. America's Credit Unions and the NCUA are stepping up with targeted advocacy and relief efforts to ensure small credit unions can thrive, because when they do, communities do too. Number two this week is Promote Leaders for the Right Reasons and How to Fix It When You Don't, by SalesCU's Nick Brown. Credit unions are filled with great people, but too often we promote strong performers into leadership for the wrong reasons, production, tenure, or reliability, without preparing them to actually lead. Leadership isn't about doing the work. It's about developing people. When credit unions intentionally train leaders to coach, delegate, and create accountability, teams thrive, performance becomes sustainable, and members ultimately benefit. Stay tuned later in the podcast for my number one article.
We are looking forward to a lot of great upcoming events, and here are just a few. On February 4th, Typhoon is presenting a free webinar at 1 p.m. Eastern, all about finding the revenue opportunity hiding in your digital banking platform. Next up, our February 11th CU Insight MiniCon event is going to be another impactful session, and we are thrilled that there are already over 400 registrants. We're kicking off 2026 with an incredible CEO panel titled Turning Connection into Impact: Leadership, Culture, and Performance in Credit Unions, and featuring Dietrich Kuhlman from Navy Federal Credit Union, Karen L. Madry from Athena Federal Credit Union, and Nader Mogadam from Financial Partners Credit Union. And of course, coming up on March 1st through 5th in Washington is America's Credit Union's 2026 GAC. The CU Insight team will be there, and we're looking forward to connecting with all of our credit union friends, our collaborators, partners, and clients. For more information on all the exciting industry events, be sure to visit cuinsight.com/featured-events.
The CU Insight Trendline is brought to you with support from the following CU Insight collaborators.
Looking to sharpen your leadership skills, build stronger teams, and level up your credit union? CUES delivers the gold standard in leadership development. Top-tier programs, conferences, online learning, and resources for every stage of your career. Visit cues.org/membership to learn more.
The Governmental Affairs Conference, hosted by America's Credit Unions, takes place from March 1st through 5th in Washington, D.C. Thousands of advocates head to our nation's capital to connect, influence, and act. This year's theme is Shape the Future. It's about turning today's conversations into tomorrow's impact, and your credit union stories are the driving force. Head to americascreditunions.org/GAC to register today.
As Linda LaFortune mentioned in the events update, the CU Insight team will be out in force at the America's Credit Union's Governmental Affairs Conference in just over 1 month. I'm looking forward to seeing all of you in our CU Insight community who will be in attendance. A few days ago, I had the opportunity to spend some time in conversation with Susan Tolson, Chief Growth and Advocacy Officer at University of Illinois Community Credit Union in Champaign, Illinois. And it reinforced just how intentional credit unions must be about staying relevant. Susan brings a thoughtful perspective on leadership, culture, and the everyday choices that determine whether credit unions remain meaningful to the people and communities they serve. This conversation digs into what relevance really requires and why it can't be left to chance. Susan, when you zoom out and look at the credit union industry right now, what feels like the most misunderstood or underestimated challenge leaders are facing?
Yeah, that's a great question. And it's something that I know our credit union is discussing. It's been on my mind greatly. We were fortunate enough to continue to have positive new membership growth, which I think is, you know, something to be celebrated, but not something to just hang your hat on, because that idea of relevance is constant and it's always evolving. And so I think the topic for me is, what does it mean to be relevant in this market space? And in my mind, I almost think it's not just a broad term of just relevance, but almost really getting hyper-relevant, truly becoming indispensable in a specific moment for a specific purpose, with a specific person, and to do these things with zero friction. And, you know, that's very lofty. It's somewhat aspirational, but it's something that I think in the past we've thought about. We have something for everyone and showed up when I need you and you made it easy. That's what relevance is, right? So versus having this concept for your members of being more broadly relevant, but really getting targeted to the individual. And when you can have that and show up in a moment where it's really relevant and make it easy, I think that's the real trick. You know, I have a colleague that drives a lot of our innovation and strategy. And one of the things that Kate talks about, because when you talk about relevance, you definitely are talking about the technology piece, but Kate encompassed this hyper-relevance as technology-enabled and people-enhanced. And, you know, I think in order to be hyper-relevant, in some ways, you are having both those really clean tech channels, but then also being able to have the high touch when your members or future members are needing that as well.
So that's a lot of really interesting perspective. And you talked about, you know, acting with specificity and being hyper relevant. And I like that technology focused and people enhanced side of things. So, you know, in your experience, how do you tie that together at the credit union? And what's the biggest difference between credit unions that are gaining real traction with members in that area versus those that are simply holding steady?
Yeah, for sure. I think most of us, most credit unions, want to be digitally competitive, right? I think that's table stakes. Like, if you're not competitive from a digital perspective, you're so far behind. That's going to be a real challenge. And we're all community minded, right? We are full service. So I think that's what most of us are trying to do. But then you end up being a little inadequate in many moments, but you're not really exceptional in the few moments that really matter. So the hyper-relevance requires choosing the moments that matter the most and engineering the organization around that. So in some respects, you're like being very hyper-relevant, but prioritizing the areas that you're going to be relevant in. So let's talk about life transitions, right? So many of us are really good in those moments of knowing, was there a new baby? Perhaps because you've got that community tie, you've partnered with some of your local hospitals, you have access to some of those new babies, you're sending out those cute little baby savings accounts, love that. And, you know, we're building some of those transitions from new baby, youth accounts, first apartments, new jobs, divorce, but I think what we need to figure out is orchestrating the experience from an end to end. And I think the hyper relevance piece, and this is where a targeted CRM does help, is to know enough about your member so that you can start offering some opportunities. I think something that we do very well from a hyper relevance is financial stress. We know that it's hard on the wallet right now and unexpected expenses, and hyper-relevance is always there when we're trying to do loan restructurings or skip a pay program. But it's the trying to know what your members need almost before they know it. And I think that is where the fintechs are gaining some traction. They seem to have a better feel for what our transactional histories are, so they know what we're spending our monies on. You seem to be getting those product offerings based on how you're working with them. I do think that's where credit unions need to start really honing in some of those hyper-relevant ways.
Susan, I appreciate you sharing your perspective. It's great to have the credit union leadership side of things on the CU Insight Trendline podcast, and I really appreciate you taking the time to join me. Thank you. It was a pleasure to speak with Susan, and I would be remiss if I didn't take this moment to give a special shout out to the CUNA engagement consultant OGs, who I'm sure were tuned in to listen to their friend Susan. And now back to John Pettit for our top trending article.
Welcome back. My number one article trending on CU Insight is The Military Lending Act, Lessons Observed, by Defense Credit Union Council's Anthony Hernandez. We've seen this movie before. The Military Lending Act was meant to protect borrowers, but rate caps often pushed high-risk consumers, especially service members, out of responsible lending and toward worse options. As policymakers now talk about broad credit card rate caps, the lesson is clear. If we don't apply what we've already learned, we'll repeat the same mistakes and restrict access to credit when people need it most. I recently asked Tony, if we truly want to turn the Military Lending Act into a lesson learned rather than another lesson observed, what specific changes or guardrails should Congress consider to protect service members without cutting off access to responsible small-dollar credit?
Along with opposing a 10% credit card interest rate, we should also oppose usage of an all-in APR methodology. Instead, we should press Congress to adopt the definition of a finance charge as found in Reg Z and fix the Military Lending Act. For many good reasons, that was our industry's official position in July of 2021, and it should continue to be our position today. Yet I've seen recent public statements that offer high praise for the MLA while we are currently fighting a 10% credit card interest rate that uses the same all-in APR methodology. Let's be consistent in our messaging, else we'll repeat the same mistake made in the Military Lending Act.
Thanks, Tony. Well, that's all for my top three trending articles on CU Insight. Back to you, Greg.
Thank you, John. And thank you to all who tuned in for this episode of the CU Insight Trendline. If you liked what you've heard on this episode, please take a moment to like and share this podcast with a colleague. And be sure to visit the podcast section of CUinsight.com for more episodes from us, along with featured podcasts from other industry leaders. The team and I will be back next time with more trending updates to keep you informed and ahead of the curve. Until then, we'll keep tracking the trend.